You won't hear me cry as I testify. Please believe me, for you know I won't lie. And as long as there is
you and me,
oh, 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 oh,
nobody, baby, but you and me.
About you.
never fails, go wrong as I do today. I want you to stop, find out what's wrong. Get it right, or just leave love alone. Because the love you saved today may very well be your own. Listen to me, I've been pushed around, I've been lost and found, I've been given till sundown out of town. I've been taken outside, and I've been brutalized, and I had to always be the one to smile and apologize. But I ain't never in my life before seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today. So stop, find out what's wrong. Get it right, or please leave love alone. Because the love you saved today may very well.
here from this cold room, and this is what I say. Last night.
Come back. were just talking about this. Welcome back to Cheap Hooch. Yeah. And you're listening to some of the soundtrack from The Shining.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. How exciting. Oh, my goodness. So, first of all, we should talk about some of the music that you played. It was fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
What a good show.
Thank you.
And I do want to say hello to some of my friends that may or may not be listening. Catherine and Matthew in Philadelphia. The most wonderful people ever. We love you. We miss you. But they tend to listen sometimes. So that's really nice. But talking about The Shining. So I talked about how the Stanley in Estes Park, Colorado, it's about an hour north, a little less than that, from Denver. Wonderful, amazing place. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to get a bunch of us to go up there for one of their balls. One of their Shining balls. Well, they do various. They do a Halloween ball. They do a Shining ball. Like, they keep it rolling. They're very good about producing events. And they're fabulous. And so I think we should go. It was easy, you know. Flights from San Francisco to Denver are super cheap. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there's a meow wolf. There's a meow wolf in Denver, and it's so fucking cool. Meow.
Meow wolf.
Meow. And then you just rent a car, and then you go 45 minutes, an hour up to Estes Park, which is gorgeous. And then the Stanley is gorgeous, and it has everything. Whiskey tastings and wine tastings and events and massages and a pool. I think there's a sauna.
I like all those things.
And like three different restaurants on the property. I keep wanting to go to actual Estes Park, but I never make it out of the freaking hotel.
Is it spooky?
Is it spooky? And the Shining Ball about 2 years ago, which is when Joey and I went, was on the 21st. So there's still time to come back home and actually do Halloween at home. But then we also talked about doing a Shining-themed
Halloween
party here,
which
would be fabulous.
Next year.
We have a year to plan.
And, you know, the number one is decor. But, of course, the lodge in San Francisco is so gorgeous already. It wouldn't take much.
We can do an elevator pouring out with blood back photos.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
The next time you find yourself at the Fairmont Hotel, take the elevator all the way down to, like, the parking garage level, and you'll come out in this hallway that is very Shining vibes.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's completely deserted, and the end of the hallway is a car rental place now, but there just isn't a lot of people moving through that hallway, but it has, I don't know, the last time I was there, it's like,
that sounds amazing. We should do, hello. Oh, he wants to go to the bathroom. Excuse me. I thought Joey wanted to get on mic.
No.
Well, he wants to get on the can.
You know, I'm throwing a birthday party for myself at the Fairmont.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, fantastic. Yeah. This year. The 27th.
It is a Thursday, I think. I'm not sure.
Have you inquired yet about the Tonga room?
I have not, but I will. I just, you know, there's this whole First Ladies Luncheon and executorship thing.
Get past that.
Yeah, business.
Well,
for pleasure.
And I've also just heard rumblings about the poor quality of the drinks at the Tonga room. And Melderer suggested that what we should do is a fact-finding mission.
Oh, yes. You know, I would like to go on a tiki pub crawl, but I'm afraid it wouldn't be more than like two or three before I'm like, I need to lay down. And then I have to lay down on the street. So, but I mean, ultimately...
Or, you know, you could lay down in a bush or a little bit of grass.
We should then end it at the Tonga room because that's a more, you know, respectable sidewalk than, say, the one in front of Zombie Village.
Yeah, you don't want to lay down.
You don't want to lay down in front of Zombie Village.
Although there are a lot of people laying down.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to notice me at all. But, actually, Zombie Village is one of my favorite tiki bars in town. It's absolutely gorgeous. Mm. It's dreamy. And what's best about it
is that
it is in the Tenderloin. Bush.
No.
It's right in front of the Phoenix. Is it in front of the Phoenix? It's in the general vicinity of the Phoenix.
Yeah, I forget the cross streets, but it's down on, like, Turk.
Yeah, maybe Turk.
Maybe a little higher than Turk. Ellis?
Could I look it up on my phone? Yes. Would it be half as fun?
No.
Let's just spread misinformation. But, right, it's in the Tenderloin. It's amazing. It's a great freaking bar. And these days, I'm there for the ambiance, not the people. So,
my favorite is Smuggler's Cove.
Oh, Oh, but it's so tiny.
Well, that's why I like it. If you can get a seat at the bar,
it's all tech bros. Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Smuggler's Cove is a very beautiful
Tuesday
bar.
Tuesday afternoon is the time you go.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. And I was going to say, though, at Zombie Village, like, similar that it gets really, really packed around, like, hot bar time, which is 11 p.m., right?
Right.
But if you go there when it opens at 6 or 7, you'll be alone enjoying the decor.
I'm usually at home watching murder mysteries by 11 p.m.
Me too! I'm watching people getting murdered from the comfort of my own home.
Yes.
Where I'm safe and won't get murdered, hopefully. And then I usually, you know, I put a little, like, coin in the fountain by telling Joe, please don't murder me. If you have a problem with me, we can work it out. Or I could just leave. You know, you tell me, like, hey, we should have a code word. There could be a code word that means, like, leave now before I murder you. Maybe it could be, like, bottle rocket. No, because that's already our sexual safety, you know, code word, which we don't need. I don't think I've ever used it. So let's change it to...
I was just having a conversation with a friend about how suspicious it is for a spouse to ask for another spouse to get life insurance.
It's tough because, well, I mean, it's smart, but
it depends. Suspicious as well. Drinks.
Oh, we all drink.
I think it depends. For me, life insurance is a definite yes if you have children. Mm-hmm. If not,
yes. It's still pretty good.
And both
good.
People are working.
Well,
I don't
think of like the expenses of somebody passing away. They
sure.
can be pretty substantial, like the cost of you know, all the services and
yeah, but that doesn't cost millions
for my
of dollars.
Mom.
No, it'll cost about. I mean, depending on how much. You want to shell out anywhere between 10 to 40, I guess, you know, $1,000, depending on, like, because caskets alone, if you get one from Costco, it'll be like $3,000. But that's, who has the foresight to get a casket from Costco when a dear loved one has passed? You know, nobody.
And who needs a casket, honestly?
Yeah, I want to be a tree. No, I want to be a bench.
I have a little girl winking at me.
Hi!
And, you know, that's my key to go put music on.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I've been talking out of my butt. Let's do some music.
We're going to wrap up the show soon.
Yeah.
But thank you all for listening. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday.
And it's Jay Pooch here in San Francisco all day long. Well, no, just for 2 hours. But it's been great. And I've had such a nice time.
Sometimes I feel like a bird on a wire. Never believed I could get much higher. Should I wonder how it would be when you up on the wire here with me? But sometimes I feel like a bird on the wire, like a bird on the wire. Looking down on yesterday, some may say I'm here to stay. Tiny satellite spinning round, waiting for me to touch the ground. But sometimes I feel like a bird on the wire, like a bird on the wire.
Over and over, still I want.